wonderful. I was thinking of that. Wasn't that fabulous? I love that. The words in that, trust, love. Oh, how amazing would our life be if we just trusted love and trusted that everywhere we went, everything was loving and everyone was loving and we were bringing our loving self forward. Whoa, that would make the best day ever. So maybe we want to take that on. Yeah. And part of that all starts with us. And how would it be if you walk through life, knowing the Spirit is calling, but if you walk through life knowing that everything, that all the things in the past were forgiven. It was already forgiven. I remember my grandparents would talk about the Catholics, because they said all of those cars that are there at the Catholic church on Saturday night, they're getting forgiven, and then all of those same cars are at the bar a little bit later on. And they're like, I guess they got forgiven, and now they're going to go forth and sin some more. And in this philosophy, we know that there is no sin. There is just a mistake, a missing of the mark. And how many times have I missed the mark? And then beat myself up for it. Where I was thinking, wow, if I could just go to confession and say, oh, and then it's like, you're healed and all is well, go forth and sin no more. Wouldn't that be a great world if we would just take that and put that down? Because we tend to take some of the things that we've done before and beat ourselves up with it. I did that this week. I was thinking about, because my mom had called me, and her husband made his transition about a month and a half ago. And so she's kind of looking at her life and where does she need forgiveness. And she's bringing up all the things that maybe she did. Oh, I did you wrong. So she's called and she's made an apology. And it's like, we've already talked about this. You are already forgiven. I don't hold on to that. Because if I hold on to that, then I'm blocking my own flow. And then I started looking at my life and I was thinking, oh, when I got divorced, my kids were like 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. I was in Nebraska again. We had a lot of kids in a short amount of time. And when Andrew and Bridget, my two youngest, were in 4th and 5th grade, I had gone with some friends and we were at this hotel and the kids wanted to go swimming. And the other child that was with my kids said, we're good, I've got this. And she was like a year older than my daughter. And it's like, there's that mom part of me that it's like, yeah, we're not going swimming by ourselves. But her mom and another friend kept saying, it's okay, they're okay. I had to do a lot of forgiveness and I kept holding on to that because I thought, you know, I let them talk me into not following my intuition. And sometimes we do that where we're not following our intuition. And I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and I said, I hope you forgive me for that. And she's like, everything, we were fine, we were fine. But all I kept thinking, because Andrew had said that the girl had dunked him under the water, it's like, what if? The what if? What if something would have happened? And it's like, well, it didn't. And then we look at the, oh, coulda, woulda, shoulda. And we can beat ourselves up all day long with the, oh, I coulda, I woulda, I shoulda. Listen to my own intuition. And that's where we get into trouble, is when we're not listening to our own intuition and allowing our intuition to come from love. Today's talk title is called Accepting What Is. Accepting what is. So we get to accept our life right now the way it is. And yet, each and every day, we get to grow and better our best. And continue to look at our life, and it's like, what seeds am I planting? Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. Sympathy and compassion are the ties that bind us together in mutual understanding and the unified attempt to uncover the divinity in each other. Sympathy is the most gentle of all human virtues, for it is the outpouring of divine givingness through man. And sometimes giving ourselves that sympathy, it's like, you know what? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not have to build a condo there, right? I can keep moving. Whatever's happening, I can keep moving forward. And knowing that I'm growing. And with that, remembering that every thought is a thing, because our thoughts are things. They're not just, oh, it's just, I can think whatever I want, it's okay. Well, if I'm thinking bad thoughts, I'm just creating more of that. He goes on to say, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That which we resist persists. So we want to make sure that we're having thoughts that are beautiful and brilliant, because that is the life that we are creating, and that we're having sympathy, compassion, and love for each other, because there's only one. And it's that old thing where sometimes we already have a belief system, and then we just find all the evidence to support that. Where it's like, if we put everything down, every thought we had about everyone, including ourselves, and said, today is a brand new baby day. It's a brand new baby day, and I get to greet with love, and I get to see the excitement, just like a child. That's why Jesus says in the Bible, be ye of faith like little children. Be excited like little children. See things through the eyes of children, because they just put stuff down. They might get mad for a second, but then they put it down and they're back out playing. I watched it time and time again. And part of me is thinking, why aren't you holding a grudge against that child? She broke your doll's head. Oh, it's okay. Now we're friends again. Wouldn't that be great if we could all just put that down, whatever's happened in the past, and see people through new eyes? Because I don't know about any of you, but each day I am changing. And I know that other people are too. But if I just kept people in that same little box, that they haven't changed and they are just same that same person that does this and this and this, then I've not uplifted the universe, I've not uplifted myself. So how can I see people in new eyes? While I'm seeing myself in new eyes, and I'm coming from love, because we get caught up into the human condition. Accepting what is begs the question, accepting what is our human experience, or accepting what is our spiritual truth? Because our spiritual truth is that we are whole, perfect, complete, and beautiful and amazing, just as we are. The problem lies in when we don't accept our humanity. It's like, you know what? My humanness came out. And sometimes our humanness comes out so strongly. It's like, let me take a little bit of time to breathe in. I calm my body and exhale. I smile at the divinity and be grateful for everything that is already. And be mindful. The very judgment, because in this philosophy, we teach there's only one. You and I we're individualized on the human side, but on the spiritual side, we're all connected. So if I have that connection, I could just be pulling someone down or lifting them up by just my thoughts. And if I'm pulling someone else down, I'm pulling myself down with them. So the very judgment by which we judge others becomes a self-judgment. It is as if the law of life were giving back to each one of us exactly what we have projected into it, as though everything that goes out from us must again return by the law of action and reaction. Wow, that's a lot right there, right? Because it's like every thought that I have going out there is coming back at me. And every thought and every feeling and every vibration coming back at me. So if I know this, then I would want to be mindful of what my thoughts are, right? I would want to be mindful of what my energy is going out there. Because creating a world that works for everyone and a world that works for me and that works for you, that uplifts each one of us, creating the life that we love, is really all about accepting what is right here and right now, and loving ourselves to the next level and the next level and the next level while we're loving everyone else. And sometimes we may look at stuff and say, oh, how could I love that? Well, behind everything, that's the human part, but behind everything is the spiritual part. So let me at least get to that. It's like, spirit, let me see the spirit and the divinity in them, because I know it's in them somewhere, because I know it's in me. So let me look for that, and let me see that, and be mindful of it each and every day, and be mindful of my thoughts each and every second. Because sometimes we will take ourselves down a road just based on our thoughts and the things that we have planted, right? We've been down some of those roads. It's like, oh, let me just put that down. And when I put that down, let me keep reminding myself not to keep picking it back up. So easy to do. Let me just pick that up again. And that's those times when we haven't taken enough time to sit down in spirit, God, energy, the force of the universe, whatever you choose to call it, and remind ourselves that all is divine and perfect. I was reminded of the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Call it Lord, call it Spirit, call it God, call it Buddha, call it whatever you choose to. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine, great spirit, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in the giving that we receive, it is in the pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in the dying that we are born to eternal life. That's a beautiful song, and I can already hear you singing it, or Miriam. It's like, oh, that'd be beautiful. So make me an instrument of peace. My favorite quote ever is Emerson's quote where he says, who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. Who you are speaks so loudly. People may be trying to tell me, oh, I'm this and I'm that. And it's like the energy of who you are comes forth. My daughter, because she's been home with her baby, she's very aware of the energy that comes around. And so she's like, whoa, that's a lot of energy coming in the door right now. It's like, okay, let me just take a breath. Let me calm down. Let me get her. So making sure that we're, where are we in our space? And what are we carrying with us? Am I carrying love? Because some people will speak of love and I'm not feeling it. Because the actions are speaking louder. And the energy is speaking louder. So am I tuning into that love space? Am I lifting things up to a space that I want to step into? Or am I just backing down into a hole and covering myself up with all the things of the past? It's like, you know what? Forgive. I am just declaring that you are all forgiven right here in this moment. Everything is forgiven. Let's take a deep breath with that. Just breathe in the fullness of life. Letting go of anything that doesn't serve us. Just putting it down. It's like we can just put that stuff down. We don't need to hold on to stuff anymore. We can let it go and run and skip and play and jump and not have any blocks in the flow of who we are, allowing goodness to flow. I remember the story of two monks that were walking down the road, and it's all good. I know, I kind of go, it's all the meteor shower. What's that? Yeah, no, I was at the meteor shower. I'm coming back to the two monks. So two monks walking down a road, and they're not to speak to anyone, and there's a lady just crying because she needs to cross the river. And she says, well, one of you carry me across the river. Well, they're not supposed to touch women. They're not supposed to speak to women. And the one monk picked her up and carried her across the river and put her down. And then they keep walking and walking and walking. And finally, they get to the end of their journey. And the other monk turns around and he says, you're not supposed to pick up women. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to touch women. And he said, you know, the deal is I picked her up, carried her across the river, and I put her down there on the riverbank. You've carried her all along, right? Because sometimes we just carry things with us. Carry the thoughts of the past. Carry the things that we didn't do right. And we got to put that down right now. Stop carrying it and let it go. And it's like, all right, what am I going to create today? Let me step into that space of gratitude that I am so grateful. Wow, I was really grateful for the overcast this morning. It was so nice. And now the blue sky, so beautiful. So we have so many things to be grateful for. Grateful that we got up this morning, that we're still part of this human condition. Even though life is continual and eternal on the spiritual realm, on the physical realm, we get a chance to come out and dance and play. And it's like, are we going to dance to a rhythm? I was thinking about this. It's like either we're doing a dance of life or maybe we're a box, we're boxing our way through life. I'd rather be dancing with life and with spirit in a wonderful way, with love and gratitude, and loving each and every person on my path, knowing that, as that beautiful song, that I'm having faith that there's love everywhere, and that everywhere I go, we are loved and supported, and that we are loving and supporting each other in wonderful and beautiful ways. So let's take all of that love and all of that support, and let's go inside our heart of hearts, letting go of anything that does not serve us, continuing to put it down, being mindful in this moment that each time we pick up something that we do not want to manifest, we put that down. Knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, that we just breathe that goodness, that godness, that energy, that spirit, that divinity in. God is, I am. Knowing that spirit is joyfully flowing through us, knowing that the universe is absolutely conspiring for our highest and best always, that we get the opportunity to create our own life in mind. And then we get to step right into the picture, knowing that every thought is a creation. That as we create with love, with joy, with peace, with harmony, this beautiful dance of life, that our life flows beautifully and eloquently, that we are renewed by the renewing of our mind, that right here in this moment, we allow love to wash over us from the top of our head to the tips of our toes, cleansing and releasing anything that we're holding on to, knowing that every step is divine, knowing that every decision that we've done in the past was right and perfect in that moment. So we move forward from there. And today we open up and greet ourselves with love, with compassion, as we're greeting others with love and compassion. Forgiving others as we're forgiving ourselves. Going forth and giving up holding on to anything that blocks our flow, that blocks the flow of the universe. And in great, great gratitude for this wonderful, beautiful, amazing life that is ours right here, right now, I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing all is well, as we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is. Namaste. Thank you.